This podcast, we are with Selma University's head baseball coach, Adrian Holloway. How are you, Coach Holloway?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. How's things going today for Selma baseball?
Oh, today's a good day, man. You know, it's sunshine and kind of warm outside. You know, great day.
Okay. Kind of wish you had played a ball game today. What do you think?
Yeah, it would have been a good day to play tomorrow, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear, Coach. Coach, tell me a little bit about Selma baseball.
We're in the process of maintaining a pretty strong program here. I'm currently ranked fifth in the Black Tigers 9 preseason poll, and got four All-Americans named to the preseason All-American team, and currently sitting 6-4 after a pretty good schedule, pretty strong schedule we started off with, and been playing some pretty good ball, won some close ball games, and you know, we've been playing good baseball. You know, baseball's been good in Selma, you know, coming off our fifth consecutive national tournament appearance, you know, so baseball's been good in Selma.
Well, you mentioned about your players being in the Black College 9, our baseball poll. That's a testament to a coach. When you recruit high character players that want to come in, and they don't have to be just high character athletes, but high character students as well. How do you balance both?
How do I balance
both? The student that's a high-character athlete and a high-character academic student, one that goes to class and performs in the classroom.
Well, we just look through transcripts. First thing we do when recruiting a kid, we want to look at his transcripts, see what kind of student he is. You know, then we talk to, you know, school officials, you know, principals, teachers, as well as the coach and parents. You know, and try to get a feel of what type of kid we're getting. And you know, we just make sure his grades are going to qualify him to play, and overall character, you know, before we decide on if we're going to go with a kid or not.
Well, I guess that's how you build on your winning tradition, because you have taken over a program and you have continued its winning tradition. Selma has gone to the NCCAA playoffs the last 6 years, including the last three under your helm.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you doing that's different?
I don't know if I'm doing anything different, but I recruit hard. You know, we work hard on the recruiting trail. We're always looking for talent. We look for talent all over the world. You know, we have connections in Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, South Florida, Georgia, all over the Southeast, as well as up north, all up to Michigan and Illinois. And so we just try to find the best players that we can find. You know, a lot of times small schools are limited. But, you know, we've just been blessed to have a program that we can sell. You know, a kid will come to a winner. You know, kids want to win. They want to be a part of something special. And we can offer that here in Selma. And, you know, it's a small town. You know, the campus is a safe environment. You know, it's a Christian school, so people feel safe with their kids here. And we offer a pretty high-quality baseball program, you know. And I try to run a high-quality baseball program. You know, we try to, you know, prepare kids for professional baseball as well as life. So I think we have a good program to offer, you know, and it's a small town. And, you know, it's a good fit for a lot of kids, you know, and we've just been blessed, you know, to be able to maintain the program, you know. In the first few years of the World Series appearances, we were in the USCAA, United States Collegiate Athletic Association. So, in my first year, we made that World Series, in my first year as head coach here. And then last year, we switched to the NCCAA. We continued to win tradition and making the national tournament, and unfortunately losing in the region.
Well, your first year as coach in 2014, correct me if I'm wrong, you were 18-2. And last year you were 17-8, and you had a bigger schedule than that. One of the problems is inclement weather. You guys are getting rained out, and so far since you've been coach, you won over 40 games. How are you guys gonna try to find a way to get these games in?
We've purchased a tarp, you know, so we're trying to, you know, find ways to kind of combat this weather, you know, and just hope the man and staff continue to bless us with good weather on game days, you know, so that's about what we can do, you know, try to keep the field covered during the rain and, you know, just pray for sunshine on game days.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, because I think last year you had 25 games that were rained out, and of those 25, you tried to make up all of them, and even on the makeup days, they were rained out.
Yeah, it was crazy. Last year was, you know, it was a lot of rain last year, you know. We lost a lot of games today, you know. A lot of those games would have been wins, you know, so, but, you know, it kind of plays out like that sometimes.
Well, since you mentioned wins, I want to talk about your players. You got some amazing athletes, and I'm a stats guy. I check stats all the time. I want to know. I want to know what a kid's doing. I want to know how he's doing. And the one thing I believe in stats is stats don't lie. Now, you had one pitcher, and when I saw that his stats, that he had more than 140 strikeouts, I was like, there's no way this could be possible. But when I dug down into it, I saw that this kid, his name is Shane Jeffcoat. He had, last year, he had four games where he had more than 13 strikeouts in a game, and then four games where he had more than 10 strikeouts. And the kid was throwing in the 90s. And you have a team now, your current roster now, you have, I think, five or six incoming freshmen that throw in the 90s. What's the makeup of your team?
What's the makeup of this year's team?
Yes.
Well, the makeup of this year's team is good pitching and very solid defense. I think we're as solid defensively here, and we're as solid on defense as we've been here since I've been here. I think this is the most solid defensive team I've put together in my team. We're pretty solid defensively, and we have enough arms to get us through. We have, you know, good starting rotation, and we have a pretty good bullpen, and we have a lights out closer. So this team is made up, you know, strong defensively and pitching, and we have good speed on the offensive side, and you know we swing pretty good back, so we're a pretty solid team. We're a well rounded team, you know.
Well, what was your what was it like for you your first year of coaching? You played at Alabama State. After you left Alabama State, what drove you towards coaching?
Well, after I left Alabama State, I went into Amarillo, Texas, and I played some independent league ball out there. And then I was in the spring training for the Frontier League after that. And I had a shoulder problem, and I threw one ball, and my arm just went spaghetti, you know. So I was done, you know, after that, you know, got cut from the spring training, you know, didn't make a roster. And I was just torn up, didn't want to see a baseball. So I kind of stayed away from the game for a while. I finished my degree, and I went into insurance. I was actually an insurance agent in Pelham, Alabama. And I did that for about a year. And my mother passed away, and I moved back home to Selma and worked in my field, which is social work. And I was director of social services at a nursing facility. And I did that for about 3.5 years, and I did some things on the political scene here, and I got offered a job with the district judge. I ran a counseling program for kids with him. And after I'd done that, but the whole time I was like volunteer assistant baseball coach at the high school, and I helped that with the little league volunteer coach, you know, sell the things in different age groups. And, you know, I was doing pretty good. You know, I was, I helped lead the 13 and 14 all-star teams here to, you know, two state Final Fours, you know, consecutively back-to-back. And, someone mentioned to me about, you know, coaching full-time, you know, seriously coaching, you know. And so I took a look at it, and, I prayed on it, you know, kind of spiritual guy, you know, so I like to pray on things. And I prayed on it and, you know, put my resume out. And I had some interviews, different places, and, you know, God blessed me with an opportunity here at Selma University. So I didn't even have to move. I didn't have to leave my hometown. And my athletic director here at Selma University, Coach Brown, is actually my high school coach my first 2 years of high school. So it's a man that I've known my whole life. And, have tremendous respect and love for, you know, kind of been a mentor in my baseball career. You know, he helped me on the college, in the process of selecting colleges. You know, he helped me get out there. And so to work under him now as a coach, and he's my athletic director, it's been a blessing. You know, it's like working with family. So it was kind of a smooth transition for me. Kind of nervous. But more anxious than nervous, and, you know, got to win my very first college game in a good college baseball game against a great team. And, you know, it's just been kind of smooth sailing since then, man. You know, it's just been a blessing, one blessing after another, you know, I tell you, you know. But it's been kind of a smooth transition from the high school game to the college game, you know. Like I said, working with Coach Brown, like family to me. Being able to be in my hometown, and but it's just been a blessing, man. It's been a ride. I've just been enjoying it, man. Looking to see what this great game of baseball brings me and my family down the road.
Well, one thing that it has led to was, and it's kind of shocking, that you had a former player named Mitchell Webb. Mitchell Webb was a 6'4", 220-pound kid that could play the game. And he was there at Selma. He hit, the couple years that he was there, he hit over 400. And not only that, he threw in the 90s. And what was disturbing was he was compared, Major League Baseball looked at him, and he was compared to a young Ken Griffey Jr. But he was not drafted, even though he was being looked at by scouts. Whatever happened to Mitchell Webb, and why was he not taken?
You know, that is a great question as to why he wasn't taken by someone, either if not drafted, offered a free agent spot somewhere. I shopped him to some independent league teams. He's a California kid, so I tried to hook him up with some independent leagues in California, but it's unfortunate then came out for the kid, and I really hate it. It's a really unfortunate situation. The kid was one of the best hitters I've ever seen in my life, and I've been played with a lot of great hitters, and I've seen a lot of great hitters. He's probably one of the best I've ever seen with my own eyes. 6'4", 220, 225, lefty, can move, you know, swing a good stick, a lot of pop, you know. I mean, I just didn't understand what happened with that. You know, scouts came out and saw him at practice, saw him in games, and I just don't know what it was, you know. I asked one scout, and he just said, you know, the GM said it was a no-go, you know. They really had no explanation for it, you know. I don't know. You know, it was one of those strange things, you know.
Well, that happens a lot at HBCU small schools. That there's a ton of talent. Now, don't get me wrong. At the lower level, NAIs, they do get drafted. There's a lot of kids that do get drafted. It just doesn't happen at HBCUs, and there's a ton of talent. There's so much talent that it's unbelievable. It's not unusual to find a kid at an NAI HBCU program that's throwing in the 90s who has that makeup, a 6'4", 6'2", 6'4", frame, 200, 220, and could rope the ball a mile. But it's, and there's no explanation for it. There was another program that had a kid last year. It was an All-American. He had over 71 RBIs, and he didn't get taken. And he had six scouts drooling over him, and that didn't happen. I just don't know what it is. But, you know, that would have been a program changer for you. That would have been the first person from Selma to get drafted. Do you see anybody this year, anybody down the pipeline coming out of Selma?
Yeah, man, I do. I mean, I really do. We definitely have the talent here. I got a kid. I got like three or four kids here now that I'm hoping we can get a shot. Someone give them a look. You know, a legit chance. You know, I got a professional kid here that's catching. You know, that's, you know, consistently 1.8 pop time. I have, see potential him going down even about 1.7. And he can, and he pitches, you know, just touching 90, 91, about 6'2", you know. So, you know, I see a lot of potential, him, a lot of upside, a lot of room to grow too. So he's gonna get stronger and gonna get stronger.
Are you talking about Gene?
Who?
Gene?
No, I'm this is the kid that's behind him. This is Brent Bolger. He's a freshman from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we have a right fielder slash my closer. He's right fielder slash pitcher, Bishop Harris, 6'2" kid, from Montgomery, Alabama. He's a junior college transfer. Kid has tremendous pop in his bat, good speed. And he's about 91, 92 from the mound, maxed out, you know. Tremendous upside, you know. He has the size, you know. He has the swagger, confidence. Like I said, he has skill, you know. 90-plus fastball, you know, can hit the ball a mile. You know, he can play you in the outfield. He can pitch for you, play a little infield for you. I mean, just a ton of upside for a kid. And then I have my middle infielders, Devin Pedro and Arnie Rivera, shortstop and second baseman. Devin Pedro is the cousin of Gary Sheffield. And I think Darryl Strawberry is his uncle. So he comes from a line of pro genes, you know. And he's a great athlete. His brother played at Alabama State. Darian Pedro played at Alabama State right after I left. And, you know, he put up serious numbers there. So he comes from a baseball family. He has a ton of tools, ton of upside. And my second baseman, Arnio Rivera, smooth as hands. You'll see, smooth as hands, man. I mean, smooth. He's a good leadoff hitter for me. He has good speed, great instinct. He's a very smart baseball player. He knows the game. Very, very, and, you know, good instincts. And knows how to play the game. You know, he's from Puerto Rico. And we have a couple more guys out there, too, that's going to be that project to do some things down the road. Has nice upside. And, you know, when some people see them, they won't be disappointed.
Well, Coach, hopefully we can get your players on some major league roster someday. And I appreciate the time spent with you. Black College Nines will keep an eye out for Selma, as we do all HBCU baseball programs. We'll keep an eye out on you. I think you got a chance to continue to do something special this year. Provided Selma has a good season, as we expect, they'll be in their sixth postseason play. Coach Adrian Holloway, God bless you.
Hey, man, bless you too, man. And thanks for all you do.
Not a problem.